WTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fall City Sacred Heart High School, where the Irish will host the Class D2-1 sub-district. At the start of postseason play in Nebraska High School girls basketball, is the Irish taking on the Meridian Mustangs tonight in Game 1 of the three-game sub-district. The Irish come into tonight 15-8, Meridian 1-21 on the year. In Game 2 tonight at 7, the Dillard O'Dell Griffins will take on the Dorchester Longhorns. The Griffins 9-11 on the year, the Longhorns 14-8. Fall City welcomes another top 10 team to the sub-district here, Dorchester, in the top 10 at number 10 coming into this week. So it'll be definitely a get-right game and get things going game here in Game 1, and then hopefully in Game 2, a possible top 10 matchup with the Longhorns. Hello, everybody. I'm Dylan Hendricks. Aaron Wisdom in studio for tonight's game. Game 1, as I said, of the D2-1 sub-district here at Fall City Sacred Heart High School. The Irish hosting the Meridian Mustangs tonight in what will be a game for Meridian to, you know, hopefully right that ship. Everybody always talks about coming into the postseason, everybody's record resets to 0-0, one loss. You go home for the year, one win, you continue playing. And that's kind of the mentality you have to have if you're a Meridian Mustang coming in at 1-21 on the year. Their one win over Parkview Christian in the Mudeikis tournament. And for the Irish, coming in at 15-8 on the year. But that record also a little misleading. The Irish playing just two Division II or D2 teams in the state. They're in Class D2. They played just two D2 teams in the regular season. Everybody else a step above, either Class D1 or in Class B. And the Irish with a 15-8 record. They are undefeated in those two Class D2 games, and all of their losses have come to Class D1 teams or above. Sacred Heart is third in the wild card point standings in Class D2, and so they will be looking to host a possible district final should they sneak out of the sub-district here with a couple of wins. And it helps when you play those games against D1, C2, C1 competition. You get those couple of extra wild card points, especially when you can win a lot of those games. We're a couple of minutes, about 5, 6, 7 minutes away from tip-off here. We're going to take a quick 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to have your starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebethe Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebethe, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebethe.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. you're looking for the Johnson Brock versus Fremont Bergen game, they are on now. That game live on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula on the call down there in Hebron, Nebraska. That subdistrict, the C2-3 subdistrict, being hosted by Thayer Central. Let's go ahead and take a look at some starting lineups. First, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they're going to lead off with their leading scorer, Avery Santo. Santo, a 5'5 senior, averaging 12.1 points per game and 3.7 points per game. Daisy Witt, she averages 9.8 points per game and 4.6 rebounds per game. Witt, a 5'6 senior. Elise Reschke. Reschke at 2.1 points per game and 4.8 rebound per game. 5'9 junior. Bailey Lemron. Lemron averaging 9.9 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game. She's a 5'4 freshman. And Hallie Jones. Jones, a 5'9 junior. She averages 10.1 points per game and 7.3 rebounds per game. It's a Sacred Heart team that loves to shoot the basketball from outside, and boy, when they heat up, it's tough to stop, especially with Hallie Jones inside to clean up the trash on any misses. The Meridian Mustangs, they bring just 6 players tonight. 3 players unable to make the travel tonight over to Fall City, and so Meridian will have just 6 on their roster. Their 5 starters, Jetta Stewart. Stewart, a 5'5 sophomore. She averages 6.8 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. Tiffany Vincent-Haler. Vincent-Haler, a 5'6 freshman. She averages 2 points per game and 5.3 rebounds per game. Olivia Schaefer. Schaefer's a 5'4 senior. She averages 2.8 points per game and 1.8 rebounds per game. J.C. Schwizo. Schwizo, a 5'8 sophomore. She averages 6.9 points per game and 5.8 rebounds per game. And Yemena Nunez. Nunez averages 1 point per game and 2.6 rebounds per game. Nunez, a 5'4 freshman. The other player on the roster tonight, Sophia Wisey, a 5'5 freshman. The Mustangs are coached by Coach Noah Tingey, and I was talking to Noah earlier before the game, and he's talking about how it's definitely a season where they need to improve and continue to improve throughout the year, and he hopes that that continues into tonight's game. He did mention that it's a team that struggles to score the basketball sometimes, and I noticed that kind of doing prep for this game, averaging in the 20 point per game range. They scored just 30 plus twice this season, and he did mention that hopefully this is a situation where they can come out, play a little loose, and hopefully make some shots. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they, as I mentioned, all losses this year to D1 competition or above. And they will welcome Dorchester, or the winner of Dorchester and Diller O'Dell, tomorrow night, should they advance past this one. On Thursday night, that one, the sub-district final, will tip off at 6:30 p.m. Taking a look at a few of our other districts around the area, in Class C1, the C11 district, Auburn defeated Boystown last night 58-21. With that win, they will take on Fort Calhoun tonight. Fort Calhoun, the host in that C11 sub-district. And in the C1-3 sub-district, Fall City High, the Tigers lost to Syracuse last night 69-23. That will unfortunately end the Tigers' season tonight. We are going to take a quick 2-minute timeout for the national anthem. When we come back, it's tip-off time from Fall City Sacred Heart. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account, or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we round out starting lineups here, we can take a look at a few more sub-district games happening tonight. And C2-1, Johnson County Central, will play David City Aquinas. That game at 7 p.m. JCC looking to avenge their state volleyball loss. Should they beat David City Aquinas, likely a rematch from volleyball season with UTAN. That one up in UTAN. And then C2-3, as we mentioned, Johnson Brock visiting their Central down in Hebron. They will take on Fremont Bergen tonight. In the D11 sub-district, Pawnee City lost to Sterling last night 45-42, and HTRS will play Lords tonight in Weeping Water. We are underway from Falls City Sacred Heart High School. The Irish control the tip, and it'll be D.C. Witt with the ball off to Lemron on the left wing, now across the floor to Santos. Santos three up, no good. Rebound Mustang, and Meridian will look to take an early lead here in Falls City. Things just underway, 7:38 remaining in the first quarter. 0-0 is our score. Mustangs with the ball. Stewart with it now off to the right wing. That is Schwizo. Schwizo gives it off back to Stewart. Stewart shot up, no good, off the glass. Stacy Witt with the rebound, and she'll come out, pushing the pace up the floor. She finds across the floor, layup up and good. Elise Reschke. Reschke with her first bucket of the game, and it's 2-0 Irish. Mustangs now with their second possession. They were able to get a shot off on that first possession. Really, you know, a team that, like we mentioned, struggling to score just a little bit in the regular season. They'll be looking to, either hold Sacred Heart, down a little bit in terms of points, or, have a little bit of a scoring explosion tonight. There's a steal and up the floor. Foul is going to go on the Mustangs. Bailey Lemron with the steal. She took it coast to coast. Her layup up, no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Mustangs is going to be on number 14, J.C. Schwizo. That is her first team foul of the quarter here as well. Lemron at the line to shoot two. Her first free throw is up and good. We mentioned Lemron, the 5'4 freshman, the only freshman starter in this Irish lineup, but averaging nearly 10 points a game. She can shoot it, as we saw there. She can steal drive, just about do it all. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound fought for and got by Hallie Jones. Jones shot up off the glass, no good. And it's going to be another offensive rebound for the Irish here. So Irish going to get another look at it. Here's Lemron, left wing three, no good. Rebound going to go to Jetta Stewart. And the Mustangs trail 3-0, 6:30 remaining in the first quarter, and they'll look to get on the board here early in Falls City. Left wing with it is J.C. Schwizo. Schwizo top of the key, three up, off the glass and good. J.C. Schwizo for three, and that'll knot it up at three all. Schwizo confident in shooting that one. Still early enough, the banks are open, and it's 3-3. Here's Witt, top of the key, now finds Lemron, left wing, three up, and good. Lemron answers with a three of her own. She's got an early 4 points, and it's 6-3. Irish retake the lead. Schwizo quickly up the floor to Tiffany Vincent-Haler, now back to Schwizo. Gives it off, top of the key, three. Jimena Nunez, shot no good. Rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds, go off of the Mustang, and it will be Irish basketball. As we mentioned a few minutes earlier, if you're looking for the Johnson-Brock Fremont-Bergen game, that one going on now. Sunny 101-3, Randy Gatula on the call down in Hebron. That one, the C2-3 sub-district. All right, Irish looking to extend on their 6-3 lead. Left wing 3-4, Avery Santo up and good. It's 9-3 quickly, and boy, when the Irish get hot, they are going to be tough to stop. Schwizo bringing it up the floor for the Mustangs. Now ball goes off of, but is regained by Olivia Schaefer. Schaefer's pass is now tipped into the backcourt. Bending over to pick it up with Elise Reschke. Unfortunately, it just hit off of Reschke's shin. That one goes out of bounds, so Mustangs will retain possession here with 18 left on the shot clock. And they're going to reset the shot clock. They're going to say that Fall City had possession prior to it going out of bounds. So fresh 35 here for Meridian. 9-3 is the Irish lead. 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Here's Schwizo. Now off to Jimenez. Jimenez hands it off to Schwizo. Now inside, layup up off the glass, no good. Jetta Stewart. And there's a rebound for Lebron. Lebron quickly up the floor. Avery Santo, three right corner, no good. Rebound inside, fought around for it. Ball still on the ground. We're going to have a dual possession. Jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Mustangs. That's going to be an area where Meridian's really going to want to limit Fall City Sacred Heart to, you know, just one shot per possession if they're going to have some success here tonight. You cannot give up offensive rebounds when the Irish are struggling to shoot it from outside. Have another alternating possession here. That one will give the ball back to the Irish. Hallie Jones stripping it away there from Jimenez. Ball fought for a little bit, and it'll be a jump ball back to Fall City Sacred Heart. Stacey Witt on the way up the floor. She has the ball right wing. Now cross-court pass. Three-point left wing, Avery Santo, no good. But Stacey, an offensive rebound. Now inside Hallie Jones. Oh, good pass. She finds Elise Reschke. Reschke's going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Really good job there for Hallie Jones. She had a shot. She could have shot it from the free throw line, but Reschke was wide open underneath, and a good find for Jones gives Reschke two free throws. Her first one up and good, and that is her third point on the day. 10-3 is the Irish lead, 4:17 remaining here in the first quarter of action from Fall City Sacred Heart High School. Reschke's second free throw, also good. She's got four, and the Irish lead, 11-3. Schwizo bringing it up the floor here. She finds Vincent Haler, left wing. Meridian in there all red. Sacred Heart in there all white. Vincent Haler pass inside is going to go off of J.C. Schwizo's leg and out of bounds. And that will give the ball back to the Irish. We are going to have a full timeout. We're going to take one with them. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
That foul on that last possession for the Mustangs on number two, Jetta Stewart. That was her first and the second on the Mustangs. Irish lead the Mustangs of Meridian 11-3 here. Early first quarter action from Fall City Sacred Heart High School. The D2-1 sub-district being hosted by the Irish today. They'll take on Meridian in the nightcap tonight. Dillard O'Dell will take on Dorchester. The Griffins 9-11 on the year. Dorchester 14-8, but ranked in the top 10. So, should both the Longhorns and the Irish win tonight, it will be a top 10 matchup on Thursday in the sub-district championship. Irish with the ball. With the top of the key is Witt. Witt's going to pull the trigger after some passing around. Her three is up and good. That is her first bucket of the game, and now three different Irish players with a three-point basket. Quickly back the other way. Shot up off the glass. No good. J.C. Schwizo. Schwizo is going to be hurt, and it looked like she came down rough on that ankle, and in just a tough situation here. Schwizo, the 5'8 sophomore, she's their leading scorer at 6.9 points per game, And as we mentioned in our pregame, Meridian bringing just five players tonight. So if Schwizo can't give it a go the rest of the game, it'll be just, five Mustangs playing the rest of the night here. So hopefully Schwizo will be okay. She's up and walking off, not under her own power. She's going to be helped by, both head coach Luke Santo and Noah Timi for the Mustangs. And that would be a big, big loss for the Meridian here early in the first quarter, having to play the rest of this one with just five people and losing your leading scorer to boot. All right, Irish basketball. Daisy Witt bringing it up. She dribbles in. Now kicks it off. Lemron, right wing. Doesn't pull the trigger. Now cross-court pass. Inside, Ryan Westengard had it tipped away. Now back out to Witt. Right wing three up for Bailey Lemron. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Going to be rebounded by Peyton Georges. And now dribbling it in. Layup no good off the glass is Witt. Witt gets her own rebound. Layup no good again. And then we had another offensive rebound. Kemper Zippel trying her luck. Her shot no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And let's see who they're going to give this one to. They are going to give it to the Mustangs, but man, four or five shots on that possession for Sager Hart, just unable to put the ball in the hoop. Mustangs going to bring it up. Trailing 14-3, 1 minute left here, 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Right wing three for the Mustangs is up and good. That one, Olivia Schaefer. Schaefer averages just 2.8 points per game. She's exceeded that one, though. She has three, and it's 14-6. Stacey Witt, top of the key, now right wing. Bailey Lemron, three on the way, up and good. That's Lemron's second three of the night. She's got seven, and it's 17-6. The Irish lead the Mustangs. 2:30 remains here in our first quarter. Mustangs looking to answer another Bailey Lemron three. Your right wing is Vincent Haler. Mustangs just playing catch with it out around the perimeter now. Now tries to dribble in. Three on the way again. Shot up no good for Olivia Schaefer. She was looking to go back-to-back possessions with a three, but the rebound falls to the Irish. Another right wing three up and good. Bailey Lemron, she's got three threes. She's up to 10 points here in the first quarter. It's 20-6, the Irish on top. Jetta Stewart brings it across the timeline, gives it off to Schaefer. Now back to Stewart. And there is really no height on this Mustangs roster outside of JT Schwizo, who we mentioned just rolled her ankle a few moments ago. Shot for Jimenez up off the glass, no good, but an offensive rebound will keep the ball in possession with the Mustangs. Now inside with it is Jetta Stewart. Stewart kicks it back out. Mustangs reset. Shot clock also reset. We're at 23 seconds left on the shot clock here. Left wing three is up on the way. No good for the Mustangs. That was Olivia Schaefer. Rebound, Sagert Hart Irish. Here's Bailey Lemron. Long three from the right wing up. No good. Ball into the possession of Jetta Stewart and the Mustangs. A nice one-and-done possession on defense. Right or left wing with it now is Tiffany Vincent Haler. Vincent Haler pass inside was tipped away. That one by Kemper Stipple. It'll go out of bounds. Remain with the Irish. And the Irish going to make a few more substitutions here. Checking into the game, Macy Taft along with Avery Santo checking back in. Now a left corner three on the way. No good for Stewart. A rebound fought for and controlled by Peyton Georges. And Georges gets the ball off to Taft, and here comes the Irish back the other way. Santo with it, now top of the key. Georges thought about the three. Now going inside with it is Avery Santo. She was looking for Kemper Sippel, but that ball tipped away. Some good defense inside for the Mustangs here on this possession. 43 seconds remain in the first quarter. Irish lead the Mustangs 20-6. Macy Taft to throw it in here. Taft looking around. She finds Avery Santo, right corner, three on the way, off the rim, again. Up, no good, but an offensive rebound. Kemper Sippel with that offensive rebound. Now Ryan Westengard, free throw line jumper, up and good. That is Westengard's first bucket of the game. And it's a 22-6 Irish lead. The Irish with five different players that have scored so far this game. And one of the beauties of having a deep bench is being able to play that deep bench and not lose any scoring when your bench comes in. Quick turnover there for the Mustangs. They'll give it right back to the Irish. They can hold here for the last shot if they want to. 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Georges will dribble out around the volleyball attack line. Now she'll get it off to Tash, top of the key. Westengaard, left wing, three, up in good. Westengaard with five quick ones. And it's 25-6, the Irish on top. And that will do it for our first quarter of action. We're going to take a one-minute timeout when we come back at second quarter action from Sacred Heart High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we've got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
At halftime over on Sunny, halftime over on Sunny 101.3, it's Fremont Bergen leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 20-14. That one you can listen to Randy Gatula on the call for second half action. On the floor for the Irish to start the second quarter of action here from Fall City, Santo, Witt, Lemron, Jones, and Reschke. So it'll be the same starting five for the Irish. Quickly inside to Hallie Jones, shot up off the glass, no good, but offensive rebound, Reschke. And the Irish will set it back up. Here's Lemron, top of the key, three, up and good. She has four threes on the evening. She is up to 13 points. It's 28-6, the Irish lead. Still no J.C. Schwizo after that early ankle roll, so the Mustangs will go with their only five players that they have left on the travel roster tonight. It's a small bench for Meridian, and if J.C. Schwizo can't go, it'll be just these five for the remainder of the game. Free throw line jumper up and good for Jetta Stewart. That is her first bucket of the game, and the Mustangs cut into the lead 28-8. Here's a Santo, quick three, right wing, no good. Offensive rebound controlled by Lemron. Now off to Witt. Witt now inside to Hallie Jones. Jones, shot up off the glass, no good, but she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Great job for the Irish, not settling on an outside shot there. Foul for the Mustangs, going to be on number 35, Jimena Nunez. That's Jimena's first. First of the quarter here for Meridian as well. Hallie Jones looking for her first points of the game. First free throw up, no good. She'll get one more look at it here. Been a barrage of threes from outside for Sacred Heart here. Seven threes, and we're not even at halftime. Hallie Jones' second free throw up and good. Her first point of the game, and it's a 29-8 Irish lead. As Jetta Stewart brings the ball up here for the Mustangs. Stewart has the ball, top of the key. Mustangs playing catch around the perimeter here. The Fall City Sacred Heart in their 2-3 zone. She'll try to dribble in. Ball's on the ground, and it will be taken away by Elise Reschke. Reschke gets it off to Witt, and Witt pushing the pace up the floor. Now she finds Lemron, left corner three, is on the way in. Good. It's the fifth three for Bailey Lemron. She's got 16 of the Irish 32 points. It's a 32-8. Fall City Sacred Heart lead. Top of the key with it, Jenna Stewart. We'll see if the Mustangs can get something going on offense. Here's a three on the way, no good for Olivia Schaefer, but an offensive rebound will keep the ball down on this end for Meridian. And now top of the key, Vincent Haler. Vincent Haler looking around for something, someone to pass it to. Now she dribbles, gives it off to Olivia Schaefer, and it'll be a turnover for Jimenez. Santo with the steal, takes it coast to coast. Her second bucket of the game. She's got five, and it's a 34-8. Sacred Heart lead. Jenna Stewart with the ball, top of the key. She looks inside, finds Jimenez. Jimenez back out to Stewart. Olivia Schaefer now with it right wing. Stewart, top of the key, three up, no good. On her rebound by Daisy Witt. Witt's going to quickly push the pace again. She finds Lemron, left corner, left wing, three up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Jimenez, but Jimenez now going to fight with it with Hallie Jones, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Meridian. Still no J.C. Schwizo here for the Mustangs. She's kind of getting up and walking around a little bit on the sidelines there, so we'll see if she's able to check back in here, for the Mustangs. But if not, as we mentioned, it'll be the only five that they have left on their travel roster. Jimenez with it inside, now kicks it out. Jetta Stewart, top of the key, three, no good. Daisy Witt with the rebound. She's going to quickly push the pace. She tries to find Reschke up the floor, but passed just a little over her head. And it will be a hockey line change here for Fall City Sacred Heart. They'll check in Westengard as well as Lechtenberg, Taft. Also checking in Kemper, Sipple, and Brindley Jones. Good news here for the Mustangs as J.C. Schwizo is going to give it a go. She's battling it out inside right now, and it'll be nice to have a fresh body here for Meridian. Schwizo has it at the top of the key. She gives it off right wing, Olivia Schaefer. Now cross-court pass to Tiffany Vincent Haler. Now inside Schwizo, the ball's going to be tipped away. Fall City Sacred Heart, Irish steal, length of the floor layup, no good. Offensive rebound and putback, though, by Peyton Georges. That's her first bucket of the game. She's got two in the Irish with a 36-8 lead. Left wing, J.C. Schwizo. Now top of the key, three on the way for Jetta Stewart, no good. Ball's going to be a long rebound into the hands of Vincent Haler. It'll be an offensive rebound. Now pass inside. It's going to be tipped around, and we're going to have our first Fall City Sacred Heart foul of the evening. Foul's going to be on number 20, Kemper Sipple. That is her first of the quarter here for the Irish as well. Not a pretty clean game for both teams so far. 4:02 remaining in the second period. We've had just four fouls overall. Long three up off the glass and no good for J.T. Schwizo, but the ball goes off of Kinley Lechtenberg's leg. That went out of bounds. It will remain with the Mustangs. They'll have an underneath out of bounds play here. Shot clock does not reset, though, but 31 seconds remaining on that shot clock. So pretty much this whole shot clock to work with here for the Mustangs. They try to go inside. Ball's going to go off the hands, though, of Tiffany Vincent Haler and out of bounds. It will be a Mustang turnover, and the ball will go back to the Irish. Georgia's going to bring it up the floor here for the Irish. She's got Westengard on her right wing, Westengard on the left wing, Taft on the right wing. Even three, we're going to pass it around. Taft, open three from the right wing, no good, doesn't catch anything. And the rebound for Jetta Stewart. Here comes J.C. Schwizo, back the other way for the Mustang. Top of the key, nothing there. Now a right wing three for Olivia Schaefer's up, doesn't catch anything. Rebound into the hands of Taft, and Taft quickly up the floor the other way. Now top of the key, Georges, left wing resting guard. Those two going to pass it back and forth between each other. Now off to the right corner, Taft, and back up to the top. Ball has not gone inside on this possession for Sacred Heart. Three on the way for Westengard, left wing, no good. Rebound into the hands of Meridian. So two possessions there, no basket for Fall City Sacred Heart. But more important for the Mustangs of Meridian here, just two single-shot possessions. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Great hands there for Georges. Not able to get it, though. Ball will remain in possession of the Mustangs. 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Inside, J.C. Schwizo shot up no good. She's fouled, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul going to be on number 14, Macy Tapp. That is her first. Second of the quarter here for the Irish. And man, Schwizo already playing with a face mask. She rolled her ankle early, had to sit most of the first quarter, some of the second quarter, and now she got hit in the nose through that face mask. Just having a rough go tonight in Fall City is J.C. Schwizo, the leading scorer for the Meridian Mustangs at 7 points a game, has just three, now four on the evening. 2:40 remains here in the second quarter of action. Fall City Sacred Heart leads the Meridian Mustangs 36-19. is our score as the second free throw for Schwizo's up and no good. But we're going to have a lane violation, so she'll get one more look at it here. That lane violation on the Irish. So the actual second free throw, third free throw up for JC Schwizo is good. She's got five. She'll check out, checking back in for the Mustangs, Sophia Wisey. Wisey, the 5'5 freshman. Georgia's going to bring it up the floor here for the Irish. 36-10 is the lead. Westengaard with it, left wing. Back off to Georgia. Now Westengaard tap, left corner. Looking inside, nothing there. Now finds Kinley Lechtenberg at the free throw line. Westengaard, three, left wing, no good. That one doesn't catch anything. Lechtenberg, though, offensive rebound. Macy Taft with it now on the left wing. They're going to reset with Georgia, top of the key. Now Westengaard, left wing, throws a cross-court pass. Taft was not looking, though. That one will go out of bounds, and the possession will go back to Meridian with 2:08 remaining here until halftime. Jenna Stewart going to bring the ball up the floor here for the Mustangs. Mustangs passing it around the perimeter here. Nothing inside just yet. And it's a sagging 2-3 defense for Sacred Heart. All five players were at one point this possession inside the three-point line, and they are again. Free throw line jumper up, no good for Olivia Schaefer. Schaefer's shot is going to be rebounded by Fall City Sacred Heart. Now here's Georgia's left wing three. She was left open. No good. Offensive rebound and putback. Also no good. Kemper Sipple. Ball is going to end up in the hands of Sophia Wisey, the freshman. Wisey with the rebound. And the Mustangs will try to cut into this 36-10 Fall City Sacred Heart lead. Just over a minute left here until halftime. Shot, free throw line, jumper, no good. Jetta Stewart. Rebound Irish, and quickly back the other way is Taft. Taft now inside. And a little inside-out game for Sacred Heart. Back out to Taft. Now Westengaard. Back to Taft. Lechtenberg, free throw line. Georgia's going to dribble baseline here. Nothing there. Westengaard, left corner, three up. Doesn't catch anything, no good. She's going to get her own offensive rebound, though. Dribbles in, shot up off the glass, no good. Another offensive rebound for Georgia. She'll reset with Taft up top. Taft finds Lechtenberg, free throw line, jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Sacred Heart Irish. This one, Peyton Georgia's. Now Georgia's finds Westengaard. Left wing, she dribbles in. She's going to be fouled on the dribble in. 15 seconds were left on the shot clock. Foul's going to be on number 10, Olivia Schaefer. That is her first in the second of the quarter here for Fall City Sacred Heart. Cap's going to inbound it here. 31.5 seconds left remaining. She gets it in. Shot up, no good. Lechtenberg. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession's going to favor Fall City Sacred Heart here. A strong shooting half so far for Fall City Sacred Heart. Eight threes, five of them by Bailey Lemron. The quick shot off the inbounds pass, no good for the Irish, and the Mustangs can get the last look at it here if they want. 15 seconds remaining on the game clock until halftime. Shot clock is off. Left wing three, up, no good. Tiffany Vincent Haler. Rebounding quickly back the other way, Georgia's. Georgia's shot up, no good. No foul, and that will take us to halftime. 36-10 is the Fall City Sacred Heart lead over the Meridian Mustangs as we reach halftime. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll recap first half scoring. You are listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Cook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gain these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond to numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at HellerMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Your halftime show tonight brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, you can find them online at highlandcc.org. Highland Community College, they are close to home, but far from debt. Let's recap some halftime scoring. First, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they were led in scoring by Bailey Lemron. Lemron, 5 threes in the first half. She has 16 total. She made one of her two trips to the charity stripe. Lee Shresky has 4, Daisy Witt 3, Ryan Westengard and Avery Santo both have 5, Peyton Georges 2, and 1 for Hallie Jones for a total of 36 first half Irish points. And for the Irish, it was scoring by committee, but it was also a very deep bench here in the first half. They played, I think, 10, maybe 11 or 12 girls in the whole, you know, second half of the second quarter. They played their second string. So it's a 36-10 lead for the Irish. The 10 points for the Mustangs, J.C. Schwizo, she has 5. And that 5 in about maybe a quarter of action, she rolled her ankle early in the first quarter. She had to sit out the remainder of the first quarter. Came back in midway through the second quarter. She has 5, and she's their leading scorer. She averages 7 points per game. Olivia Schaefer, she has 3 and 2 for Jetta Stewart in that first half. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We're going to hear a quick weather update, another 2 minutes of sponsorships, and when we come back, it's second half action from Fall City Sacred Heart. You are listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sidelines promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sidelines is the place to be. Find us in Sebastopol, Kansas. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Our employees at F&M Bank love to demonstrate random acts of kindness. In 2025, employees showed their community spirit with a total of $1,750 presented to 3 different groups. The Senka Food Pantry, the Richardson County Stuff the Cruiser promotion, and a donation to assist with the purchase of AED defibrillators to be placed in various local parks. Our commitment to the community is unwavering. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Showers early tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 39 degrees. Southwest winds up to 35 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high temperature of 65 degrees and southwest winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low temperature of 35 with east winds at 10 to 20. A few snow showers possible Thursday afternoon. Any accumulating snow should stay off to our north. We'll see a high of 48 with temperatures falling as we head into the afternoon with north winds at up to 30 miles an hour. Friday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 40s and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, chance of light snow with a high temperature near 40 degrees and north winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 30s. And for Monday, sunshine with highs in the low 40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 65.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, our halftime show tonight brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. A quick check-in with our C23 sub-district game down in Hebron at Thayer Central. After three quarters of play, Fremont Bergen leads Johnson Brock 28-16. We'll see if the Eagles can mount a fourth quarter comeback there. Other action tonight going on in Class C1. Auburn will take on Fort Calhoun, the host in that C1-1 sub-district. In Class C2-1 sub-district, Johnson County Central will take on David City Aquinas. Should the Thunderbirds win that one, it will likely set up a state volleyball rematch with the UTAN Chieftains. We'll see if we can get that one on Thursday up in UTAN. In Class D1-1, HTRS will take Lord Central Catholic tonight. That game up in Weeping Water. In D1-1 district action, sub-district action last night, Pawnee City lost to Sterling 45-42. That will end the season for the Indian Ladies. And in C1-3 last night, Fall City fell to the Syracuse Rockets 69-23. That ends the Tigers Ladies season as well. It'll be the same starting five for each team. Witt, Lemrond, Santo, Jones, and Reschke all on the floor to start the second half here for the Irish, and we're underway. The Mustangs will take the first possession. J.C. Schweezer with it, top of the key. She'll hand it off to Olivia Schaefer. Now gives it back to Vincent Haler. Vincent Haler dribbles around, back to Schaefer. Now Schweezer, top of the key, looking inside. Nothing there. First touch for the possession for Jetta Stewart. She gives it back to J.C. Schweezer. Three-pointer on the way is good. And Meridian strikes first here in the third quarter. Cut into that Irish lead at 36-13. Witt, top of the key. She gives it off to Lemrond. She's left wing three on the way for Bailey Lemrond. Up and good. She picks up where she left off in the first half. That is now six threes on the evening. She has 19. Top of the key with it. Tiffany Vincent-Haler gives it off to Schweezo. Schweezo dribbles it around. She's going to just catch the ball on her hip. It'll be a double dribble. Possession will go back to Fall City Sacred Heart. Just underway in the third quarter. 7:05 remaining here in the third quarter of action. 39-13, the Irish lead. Left wing Lemrond, three on the way again. Why not? That one barely touched the net. It's two quick threes early. Bailey Lemrond is up to seven threes on the evening. She is on fire. Man, if she can continue production like that, and you get, you know, Avery Santo and Daisy Witt going as well, this Irish team could be tough to stop. Back the other way off a steal is Avery Santo. She's going to be fouled, though, before the shot. Or they're going to say it was during the shot. So count the basket for Avery Santo. She'll go to the line to shoot one more. Foul's going to be on Nunez for Meridian. Be her second foul, first of the quarter here for the Mustangs. So with baskets good, she'll go to the line to shoot two more here. 44-13 now, the Irish lead. Free throw for Avery on the way. That one up and good. The Irish 4-6 in the first half from the line. Now 5-7. 2-2. A perfect 100% from the line for the Mustangs in that first half. No one on that left wing for Vincent Haler's half. Ball will go out of bounds, and it'll be a quick turnover. Ball back to the Mustangs here. 22 points for Bailey Lemrond. She's got two threes here in the second half as a right wing, or excuse me, right corner three on the way, no good for Avery Santo. Offensive rebound though, Reschke. She gives it off to Witt. Left wing three, no good. And that one's going to be rebounded by the Mustangs. And they'll bring the ball back up the court, trailing 45-13, 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Top of the key three, 40 minutes, is tipped into the hands of Hallie Jones. Here comes Witt the other way. Witt's going to find Lemrond. Left wing three, her shot up. Nothing but net. She's got nine in the third quarter alone. Eight threes on the night for Bailey Lemrond, the freshman. Left wing three, and an answer there for Meridian. Tiffany Vincent-Haler with her first bucket of the game. That three goes in. A couple of threes here in the second half for the Mustangs. Now inside Hallie Jones. Jones shot up off the glass, no good. She's going to be hit on the arm, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number four for the Mustangs. That's Tiffany Vincent-Haler. That's her first. Second of the quarter here for Meridian. Jones 1-2 from the line in the first half. Her first free throw in this half, up and good. Checking in, Peyton Georges, as well as Ryan Westengard here for the Irish. Stacey Witt and Elise Reschke will take a seat and take a quick breather. Second free throw for Hallie Jones is on the way. That one no good. But an offensive rebound, put back no good for Ryan Westengard. Ball will go off of Sacred Heart out of bounds. And it will be Meridian Mustang basketball. Kemper Sipple also checking in here for the Irish. Hallie Jones will have a seat. Jones with 2 points on the evening, a couple of free throws on four attempts from the charity stripe. Jimenez inside, kicks it back out to Jetta Stewart. Now finds J.C. Schweezo cutting back out. And the Mustangs will reset their possession. Taken away from Jimenez, though. layup. Lemron on the other end, her steal and layup's no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 10, Olivia Schaefer. That's her second. Third of the quarter here for Meridian. Bailey Lemron will go to the line for her third and fourth free throws of the evening. First free throw up and good. Lemrond with 26 on the evening, 16 in the first half. She's got 10 already in the second half, and we haven't even played 4 minutes. Second free throw on its way and good for Bailey Lemrond. Now up to 27 on the evening. She'll get her first rest of the second half. So she's got 11 points here in the second half and 3 minutes of playing time, three threes, a total of eight threes on the day. Left wing three for Schwizo, up no good for the Mustangs. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Irish. Now here's Westengard with it left wing. She's going to cross-court pass Macy Taft. Wide open on the right wing, three on the way, no good. Ball's going to be tipped around. Pop forward inside. We're going to have a jump ball. That was Kemper Stipple fighting with Tiffany Vincent-Haler for the rebound for the Mustangs. Alternating possessions going to favor the Irish. They'll keep possession here. 51-16, the Irish lead. 4:36 remains here in the third quarter. That layup up no good for the Irish. Rebound going to be controlled by the Mustangs. Back the other way here for Meridian. It's Jetta Stewart. Stewart now kick out. Left wing three. No good for Tiffany Vincent-Haler. Rebound Macy Taft. Taft's going to bring it up the floor herself. Stutter step. Dribbles in. Looking inside. No one there. Ball ends up in the hands of Kinley Lechtenberg, now Westengard left wing. She cross-court pass, Macy Taft open for three on the right wing, and that'll be Taft. First three of the day, her first bucket of the day, that one good, and it'll extend the Irish lead to 54-16. Schwizo left free throw line with it now. Now top of the key, Jetta Stewart, her shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Irish, and we'll have a foul. Ball will remain in possession of Sacred Heart. Foul for the Mustangs going to be on number 35, Yamina Nunez. That's her third. Fourth of the quarter here for Meridian. Bring up the four. Peyton George is here for the Irish. Westengard left wing. Meridian in their 2-3 zone. George's top of the key three was open. No good. Yamina's with the rebound. Now her pass, outlet pass, is tipped around. We'll end up in the hands of Olivia Schaefer. Schaefer gets it off to Schwizo. And Meridian will try to set something up, get a bucket here. 3:25 remaining in the third quarter. Out near the timeline with it now is Olivia Schaefer. Now pass inside, tipped away. Ball's on the floor. And we're going to have a timeout for Meridian. We're going to take a one-minute break when we come back. It's more third-quarter action. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTMC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. As we mentioned, this is just game one of two tonight here from Fall City Sacred Heart High School. The Irish hosting the Mustangs in game one. Sacred Heart, the number one seed and the host at 15-8. Meridian 1-21 on the year. They're the four seed in this sub-district. In the nightcap tonight, we'll see Diller O'Dell, the Griffins, taking on the Dorchester Longhorns. Diller O'Dell into the sub-districts at 9-11. Dorchester at 14-8. So Fall City Sacred Heart 15-8, Dorchester 14-8, but both of those teams find themselves in the top 10 this week. So should Sacred Heart hold on to this lead and Dorchester win the nightcap, we'll have a top 10 matchup on Thursday right here from Sacred Heart High School. Inbounds pass and shot up no good for the Mustangs. Rebound is going to be controlled by the Irish. Here's a Taft three from the right corner. shot, no good, but an offensive rebound for Kinley Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg kicks the ball back out to Georges, now Taft, with it right corner. Nothing inside. She'll find Georges back up top. Fresh shot clock, now 24 seconds, now left wing three on the way up and good for Kinley Lechtenberg. It's her first bucket of the game, and it's, once again, we've said it many times, a three-point barrage tonight for Fall City Sacred Heart. Man, they can shoot the basketball. It's 57-16. Meridian with it now. Three on the way, top of the key, J.C. Schwizo, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Irish. Here comes Georges back the other way. Now finds Westengaard. Westengaard dribbles in. Nothing there but a left corner three. Wide open for Lechtenberg. Her shot doesn't catch anything. Offensive rebound for the Mustangs. Now left wing three for Meridian. Shot doesn't catch anything for Tiffany Vincent-Haler. That one a quick trigger here. 1:50 remains in the third quarter. We're going to have a substitution timeout for Fall City Sacred Heart. They're going to check in Rachel Bauman along with Brinley Jones. Also checking in is going to be C.J. Tisdall and Lena Delaney. So I think that's everybody. If I'm looking down at the Sacred Heart bench right now, everybody has seen some action tonight. Georgia's going to pull from the top of the key. Her three on the way, no good, but an offensive rebound for the Mustangs. Defensive rebound for the Mustangs. He'll bring it back up the floor here. Schwizo, left wing. She hands it off to Vincent-Haler. Her dribble's taken away, though. Georges, layup up, other end good. Peyton Georges, her first bucket of the second half here, will bring the Irish lead to 59-16. 1:19 remains in the third quarter. Schwizo, free throw line jumper. No good for the Mustangs. Rebound Irish. Georges takes it the length of the floor, back the other way, nothing there, now kick out. Brindley Jones, right corner, right wing three up, no good. Ball's going to go off of the rim, nobody will touch it, and it will be out of bounds. Ball back to the Mustangs. Jimenez checks back in for the Mustangs, checking out is going to be Vincent-Haler. We've reached a running clock point here for the Irish and Mustangs, so the clock will continue to run here in the third and the fourth quarter. The Irish lead 59-16. Free throw line with it. Olivia Schaefer. She finds Schwizo. Left wing. Three on the way. No good. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Irish. Great job for this Irish third string on the board. Brinley Jones. Three on the way. No good. But an offensive rebound and putback for Rachel Bauman. Bauman finds herself in the score sheet. She's got two and the Irish have 61. Schwizo now, top of the key, inside, Jimenez, now kick out, three on the way for Olivia Schaefer, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds, it will be Irish possession, and with the running clock, that will end our third quarter of action. 61-16, the Irish lead the Mustangs as we head to the fourth quarter here, opening round, D2-1, sub-district action. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We come back. It's the fourth quarter from Fall City Sacred Heart High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at riverstoneins.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group, growing confidence, harvesting security.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC. In Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Mustangs will start with possession here. Eight more minutes of game time. Opening round action, D2-1 sub-district basketball game. Quick three, top of the key, no good for the Mustangs. Rebound's going to be controlled by Kemper Sipple. She'll get it off to Georges. Georges brings it up the floor. Irish lead 61-16, and it'll likely be the end of the night for the starters. They did not check back in here in the third quarter, the start of the fourth quarter, so it'll be the Irish second string here, which likely also means the end of Bailey Lemron's night. Lemron with 27 on the evening, so just three shy of 30. A foul there for the Mustangs. That one on Olivia Shaver. That's her third. Quick three off the inbounds from the foul. Ryan Westengard, she hit that one. And Westengard is up to 8 on the evening. Her second three of the night. It's 64-16, the Irish lead. Right wing now with it, Schwizo. Top of the key up near the timeline, Jenna Stewart. Stewart finds Schwizo. Mustangs looking for a few buckets here in the fourth quarter. Jimenez back to Schwizo. Schwizo's going to dribble around. Her layup, no good, block, but she gets her own rebound. Second shot up, and she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Irish going to be on Macy Taft. That's her second. First of the quarter here for Sacred Heart, and Schwizo going to the line for her third and fourth free throws of the game. First free throw up and good. She's 3 of 3 from the line tonight. So credit the Mustangs, a perfect 100% from the line tonight. Schwizo's got all of them. 3 of 3. We'll see if she can make it 4 of 4 here. Second free throw on the way. That one also good for J.C. Schwizo. She's up to 10 on the evening. She has 10 of Meridian's 18. Here's Taft, right corner three for the Irish. No good. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Mustangs. Rebound into the hands of Olivia Schaefer. She gives it off to Jenna Stewart. Stewart going to bring the ball up the floor here for Meridian. Now Schwizo, top of the key. Her pass inside, tipped away, taken away by Georges. Here comes Peyton, back the other way. She's going to stop, pull it from the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around, still tipped around. Ball on the floor. And they have a fight for it into the hands of Macy Taft. Taft gets it to Lechtenberg. And Kinley Lechtenberg layup is good off the Taft rebound. 66-18, the Irish lead. 5:30 remains in our fourth quarter of action. Top of the key with it, Jetta Stewart. Now right wing three on the way, no good. That one will go over the backboard. And the Irish will get possession back. Coming up in the nightcap here from Fall City Sacred Heart High School, Dorchester, the 2 seed, will take on Diller Odell, the Griffins, the 3 seed. Diller Odell 9-11 on the evening. Dorchester 14-8 on the year. Dorchester, as we mentioned a few moments ago, inside the top 10. So possible top 10 D2 showdown in the sub-district final from Fall City Sacred Heart High School should Dorchester win their game later this evening. Free throw line jumper for Georges was no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Mustangs. 4:43 remain in our first round action here. D2-1 sub-district here in Fall City at Sacred Heart High School. Meridian with the ball inside. Layup up off the glass for Schwizo's no good. And we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow is going to favor Fall City Sacred Heart. Going to have a sub here. Sophia Wisey is going to check in for Meridian. She's going to check in for Jimena Nunez. Wisey, the 5'5 freshman. As we mentioned in early in the pregame, it's a short bench for Meridian tonight. They're missing 3 players, so just 6 total on their travel roster tonight. Georges top of the key, now tapped left wing, off to Lemron. Lechtenberg. Now back to Georges, top of the key. Taft, left wing three, on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, put back for Kemper. Simple's going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for Marie is going to be on Tiffany Vincent Taylor. That's her second of a quarter here for Meridian as well. First free throw for Kemper Simple is up and no good. Sacred Heart pretty good from the line this half. Going into that free throw, they were 4 of 5. They're now 4 of 6. Hockey subs here for Sacred Heart. Brindley Jones is going to check in along with Lena Delaney. CJ Tisdall also checking in. Second free throw on the way, also no good for Kemper Sipple. So she misses both of her free throws. And now waiting to check in will be Rachel Bauman. We're going to have a push. Foul's going to be on number 30, Brindley Jones. That's her first. Second of the quarter here for the Irish. 2:30 remaining. As the Irish will improve to 1-0 here in the postseason, 16-8 overall. They'll move on to the sub-district championship game. That one Thursday. Shot up no good for Rachel Bauman. Thursday, 6:30, right here in Fall City at Figueroa High School, the Irish will take on the winner of Dorchester in Diller O'Dell. Three-pointer on the way, no good. J.C. Schwizo, rebound C.J. Tisdall. Tisdall with it. She hands it off to Brindley Jones. Jones now off to Taft. Left wing three on the way, no good. But Taft almost gets her own rebound. Meridian, though, going to control it as we are under 2 minutes remaining here in the game. Meridian trail 66-18, and it was a hot shooting night for the Irish. Is that three on the way, no good for Jimenez? Doesn't catch anything, goes out of bounds. And when I say a hot shooting night, eight threes in the first half, six threes so far in the second half for the Irish, but eight of the threes overall for Bailey Lemron. Lemron with 27 on the evening for the Irish. That one almost turned over. Now CJ Tisdall with it. Her free throw line jumper on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around, it'll go off of the Irish and out of bounds. 1 minute remains in action here from Sager Hart High School. So as I was saying, Bailey Lemron with 27 on the evening for the Irish. She has eight threes and some trips to the charity stripe. She went 3 of 4 there on the night. Great shooting night from her on what was a quiet night from leading scorer Avery Santo. Santo with 8 on the evening. She didn't have to do too much, though, because Lemron was just on fire. As the Mustangs turn it over, ball will go back to the Irish here with 33 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Dacey Witt, also a quiet night. She had just 3 on the evening. So it was the Bailey Lemron shooting range here at Sacred Heart High School. And if she can keep that action up the rest of the postseason, this Irish team will be a tough out for anybody with those three shooters. 12 seconds remaining here. Meridian with the basketball. We'll see if they can find one more bucket in tonight's game. With it, right wing, Jenna Stewart. Now Schwizo, a long three, top of the key, no good. Rebound controlled by the Irish, and that will end our game tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart takes down Meridian in their first game of the postseason, 66-18. When we come back, we're going to recap the scoring action from tonight's game. We'll set you up for Thursday's schedule. Stay tuned. Don't miss our scoring recap. 66-18. The Fall City Sacred Heart Irish take down the Meridian Mustangs. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Bacon, hams, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City Sacred Heart High School. The Irish taking down the Meridian Mustangs 66-18 in first round action here from the D21 sub-district. And it was a hot shooting night for the Sacred Heart Irish. Like we said, 8 threes in the first half alone for Sacred Heart. 6 threes in the second half. So Sacred Heart 14 threes on the evening, and 8 of those threes by Bailey Lemron. Let's recap some scoring action here, starting with Lemron, the game's leading scorer. Bailey Lemron, a 5-4 freshman, 27 points on the evening. She had 16 in the first half alone, and she probably would have been well over 30, maybe even 40 on the evening had she played most of the second half. She really didn't play a lot of the second half. I don't think she played it all in the fourth quarter, and just 3 minutes in the third quarter. In those 3 minutes of third quarter action, she had 11 points. So awesome shooting night for Lemron. Avery Santo had 8, along with Ryan Westengard, 4 for Peyton Georges, 3 for Daisy Witt, 4 for Elise Reschke. Macy Taft had 3, 2 for Rachel Bauman, 5 for Kinley Wechtenberg, and 2 for Hallie Jones to round out the scoring for the Irish. They once again scored 66 points on the evening. For the Meridian Mustangs, they'll end their season at 1-22. They were led in scoring on the evening by J.C. Schwizo. Schwizo with 10. She was their leading scorer at 7 points a game, at nearly 7 points a game. And it was good to see her get back in the game. Schwizo, a 5'8 sophomore. She rolled her ankle early in the first quarter. She sat out the rest of the first quarter, some of the second quarter. Didn't know if she was going to give it a go the rest of the game, and it was only a 6-player travel roster for the Mustangs to begin with, so her injury would have left the Mustangs without their leading scorer. And on top of being without your leading scorer, it would have left the Mustangs with just 5 available players as well. So she finishes, though, with 10 on the evening. She played the whole second half. 3 for Olivia Schaefer, 3 for Tiffany Vincent Haler, and 2 for Jetta Stewart. It was 18 points on the evening for the Meridian Mustangs. 66-18 is that final score. So Sacred Heart will move on. Falls City Sacred Heart will move on to take on the winner of the nightcap tonight here in Falls City. The Sacred Heart Irish moving on to Thursday's sub-district championship game. That one's scheduled for a 6:30 p.m. tip on Thursday right here at Sacred Heart High School. Who might the Irish be facing? Well, it could be Diller O'Dell. The Griffins, 9-11 on the year. They're the 3 seed in the sub-district here. Or it might be the Dorchester Longhorns. Dorchester, 14-8 on the year. As we mentioned multiple times on the broadcast, the Longhorns, you know, they're 14-8, but once again, maybe a little bit of a deceiving record. They are finding themselves in the top 10 this week. And so should the Longhorns pull one out against the Griffins tonight, it'll be a top 10 matchup, top 10 D2 matchup on Thursday here from Falls City Sacred Heart High School, where Dorchester would take on the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. It'd also be a rematch of the state tournament game as well between these two teams. So the Griffins and Longhorns set to tip here in 20 minutes. We'll see who the Irish will face in the sub-district championship. Want to thank our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City. Thank you for your presenting sponsorship this year for all of our high school sports broadcasts on KTNC. That will wrap things up here from Falls City Sacred Heart High School. The Irish take down the Mustangs tonight, 66-18, behind a 27-point effort from Bailey Lemron. They move on to the sub-district championship. They'll take on the winner of Dillard O'Dell in Dorchester on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. right here from Fall City Sacred Heart High School. I'm Dylan Hendricks, Aaron Wisdom back in the studio. We want to thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast, and we hope you join us again for more sub-district and district final basketball action as well as state tournament action coming up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening. You are listening to High School Athletics on KTNC.